Welcome to Yaya Talks. I'm Rene Kiambote.
I'm Tracy Dantia.
And this is our episode about the Q&A questions and answers by yours truly right about now. So I'm just going to go in and ask the first question. When is the next episode dropping? Well, soon. In September, we're launching our first episode of season 2 because we can't wait to talk to y'all. Question 2. What's the hardest part about podcasting, Trace?
I think for us, the hardest part is like finding an agenda to do the podcast because we are both so busy.
So busy. Oh my God.
And when we do things, also, we are very exhausted. But when we do the podcast, it's so much fun that you forget that you are busy and you struggle to find a date to tape it.
Yeah. And you forget that you're tired and you actually have 15 other million things to
do. And I forget that rain always comes late.
Yeah. But today I was only 15 minutes late. That is like, that's not even late.
Okay, next question.
What are the topics you guys will discuss next episode?
The next episode, we will talk about career.
Career. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That will be the first episode of season 2. Why did we start a podcast? Well, why are you asking this question? Because we've discussed this in the first podcast, in the first episode, right?
The intro, yeah. I think because a lot of questions we also had was about how did we meet, why did we start it, and we answer all these questions in our introduction podcast. So if you want to have answers on that, listen to it.
Listen. Why did we do 5 episodes on the first season?
Because we like quality over quantity.
Amen.
No.
No, but honestly, that was the calling that we made. We said to ourselves, okay, so we have this amount of time to record. This is our agenda. Summer recess is almost up. And I was thinking, you know, in the summer, nobody is really into media or new news facts. So we just decided to do it before the summer, and that was the time that we had. So 5 episodes we would get the best quality in those 5 episodes. That's
absolutely
why 5.
Also, we didn't know if people were going to like it, what the response will be. Maybe we could have made 20 episodes and no one would have listened.
Exactly.
So now we are also very happy about the response, and also when we asked people for questions, a lot of people just went in our DMs to tell us that they could relate to a lot of stories we told and that they love the podcast. So thank you for that.
Thank you for loving us, because we love you guys so much.
My God.
Are we doing a podcast about social media?
I think it's a very interesting topic. It's such a broad topic, and social media has a big impact in our lives. I said recently on my Instagram that I removed a lot of influencers, a lot of people, also the Kardashians.
Yeah, she did a whole thread in her Instagram.
Although I like the entertainment of some people, I don't like to see them every day on my social media because the image they show us
is not real.
Yeah, and also indirectly, you're mentally, you're impacted by that. It can be the lifestyle of the people. It can be the body type of the people. And indirectly, you are going to be impacted by that. This is why
compare yourself.
Yeah, comparison. This is why I choose to have people on my social media that inspire me.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I blocked all your posts. No, you don't post also that much. And when you post something, it's very nice. So I block people that don't inspire me. Not block, but I just don't follow them because it's important. Yeah, so I think
block the Facebook, block the Instagram,
block. So for me, social media is important. Also, I didn't tell that in the Dutch version. I block people that only follow me and never comment, and then I hear that they talk about my social media. I don't want you on my social media.
Oops.
Yeah, I just don't want you on my social media. And you know who you are.
Ooh, wow. The shade has been thrown.
It's an interesting topic.
The tea is being spilled and it's hot.
It's too much information. I have my fears, but then I'm just like unfiltered because I'm so emotional. I will tell you the truth.
No. We're not in sync. I'm not in that. It's not my month. Not my period. Okay, whatever. Can we live without Instagram or WhatsApp?
Instagram, yes. WhatsApp, no.
Okay. Me, Instagram, I could, but I don't want to. WhatsApp, no, because especially if you have family abroad, it's such a handy tool, application to just stay in touch. Like yesterday, my aunt sent me like 50 photos of a wedding that the person I don't even know, but apparently it's my cousin. And yeah, it's just nice to stay in contact with people who are miles and miles and miles away. So someone asked me, are you a cat or a dog person?
Who asked that question?
I can't answer. It's all anonymous.
None of them.
You're not a cat or a dog person.
No, I'm not an animal person in general. I just really? Like I did. Yeah, there are a lot of stereotypes about black people and black women, and a lot of them they don't fit. But one of the stereotypes I have is I can't with animals, dogs. But dogs, cats, I just can't have them in my house. When I hear a cat screaming at night, I will go on my knees and do, go away, Satan, go away. So I do this kind of stuff because I really don't like them. But some of my friends have dogs and they had them for a long time. And then I get used to the animals. Otherwise, no, yeah. I don't want it.
I'm not really a cat person. Well, not really. I just don't like cats. But they like me. That's so weird. And dogs, I love dogs, especially like Labradors, little puppies. My God, my heart melts. They're just so cute. Mm. But for me, the funny thing is I don't want to be racial and drag it into a racial debate. But I just don't get how here in the West, people are set on keeping animals in the house. It's just, it baffles me every time. Like, I don't get it. Why would you want to have a cat or a dog for, like, 13 years? You know he's going to die. Like, you're going to die after them. Mm-hmm. So you're going to keep it, and then it dies, and then what? I just don't get the concept of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, in Congo, because I'm originally from Congo, well, my parents, like, dogs and cats are really have a specific function. When you have cats, it's because you have a lot of rats and mice outside, so then they can kill them. And when they have dog, it's to make sure no thieves comes in at night.
Yeah, it's like to guard the house.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's weird. Okay. This is a question for me. The fact that you live in Brussels, does the fact that you live in Brussels have to do with you reconnecting with your Congolese roots? Reconnecting between brackets. Yes. Well, I think Brussels just enhanced that feeling that I want to get in touch with my cultural heritage and my cultural background. When I was in Antwerp, I already did. But the fact is, my friends there were mainly white. So it's kind of hard to talk about those things, that surge. Whereas here in Brussels, I have people from different cultural backgrounds, and we kind of feel the same way about being second generation migrants. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we can vibe on that topic. Mm-hmm. That's a yes.
Yeah.
You too?
No, I don't have. I answered on this question on the Dutch podcast, so if you speak Dutch, you can have
it. Oh my God, how mean is she? Whoa! She just won't answer the question because she already did in Dutch.
No.
That's so Flemish of you.
Yeah?
Wow. Just answer the damn question.
No, I think this question was really directed to Ren. This is why. What I can say is I've always connected with my roots. Already at college, because I wanted to go and study in Congo, do my master's thesis there and my research. So I was already interested in the culture, in the cooking, in the languages, in the tribes. So, and also it was very interesting to go to college because I've met so much people from the African continent itself, Belgian people with African roots, like from Ghana, Nigeria, etc., etc., Angola. And I just love to talk about the diversity of the African continent. So, yeah, that's my answer.
So cute. What did you want to do when you were a kid? Like, what did you want to do as a profession?
When I was a kid, I was very interested in journalism and war journalism. It's very, very weird, but I always thought, like, wow, if I can be a war journalist and go, like, to these places where there is war, I can just travel first the world, see a lot of stuff, a lot of places, and secondly, just come back and make sure that people knows what happens, because if people knows what happens, there will not be any war. That's what I thought. And at a certain
point... But look at the world now.
Well... I was a kid. So, yeah, I was a weird kid. I was interested in that kind of stuff. And then,
that's not weird.
I also wanted to be a dancer of Koffi Olomide or Beyonce because I really, really love to dance. And my parents just said, like, it will not pay the bills. So, yeah.
So you didn't. Yeah. Oh, I forgot the second part of the question. I did that with the Dutch version as well. Does that, is that what you do now?
No, totally not. But I've studied political science because I said, like, oh, if you want to understand the world dynamics, first you have to study politics. And then I got stuck in the political part.
No. Okay.
And you?
I wanted to do two things. I wanted to be a nurse or a journalist. So I became a journalist. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Short answer. Which three things would you like to change in the world?
First of all, I want to smash the patriarchy because I think this will solve a lot of problems that we have today. The second of all, I want to redistribute the wealth in the world. Mm-hmm. And the third thing, I want to also stop with, like, this white Western supremacy, superiority in the world, because everywhere in the world you have that, like... I had a blessing and the privilege to travel a lot. And even if you travel to Asia, you see, like, the beauty standards. Everyone wants to be like a Western person. Yeah, white person also. But not all of that is because of the white supremacy. Because, like, in Asia, when you go in some Asian countries, because if you're darker, you've come from the land and you're farmer.
But, like, the eye operations
and
stuff.
Yeah, the eyes operations. So this is something I really will change in the world and appreciate every culture. See that no culture is superior than the other. Actually, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday and that person said, like, oh, the buses are always late in Belgium, huh? And it's a mess. And then that person said, and that was a Belgian person, but a white person. And she said, yeah, and then they say here that they are superior, but it's not it's the same in a lot of countries. So, yeah, I want to, if I could change something, I would change that.
I actually want to change the exact same things. Because in the Dutch version, you said something else.
No, I said the same, yeah.
Are you sure?
I said, first of all, geld herverdelen.
Yeah.
Second of all, smash the patriarchy. And third of all, I said the white supremacies.
And then I talked about South Africa that
Okay.
I don't like how the dynamics work there. I've never been there, but I'm not attracted to go there because I think I would be so aggravated and irritated by how that country is.
But I think, yeah, this is also what I said in the Dutch version, is that
it has a different...
Yeah, the history is very complex and it's very similar in a lot of African countries, to be honest. Mm. Yeah, till today. You still have, like, this feeling that some countries... It's neo-colonialism.
Yeah.
So it's still kind of, in a kind of way, it's colonial. It's there, the colonial power still has a certain power. Whatever. Politics.
Politics, indeed. What is your most fond memory in from your youth, from your childhood? Why are you laughing?
Because I have none. No, I was thinking, like, when I graduated from high school, I was so happy I left that school. Because when you say youth, you say the teenage years, and I didn't have the best years. And then when I saw Destiny Childs for the last time with my mom, I was 15. Best concert ever.
Okay. For me, it is just my teenage years, like from being 14 till 18. Just hanging around with your friends, nothing to worry about, just doing all kinds of mischief and getting away with it. And yeah, just living up. Which three words describe you best, according to you? And which three words describe you best, according to me? So,
What did I say in the last? I said very structured, because I've also been to boarding school for 6 years of my life.
Yeah, she's so disciplined.
So, yeah, I had to wake up at 7:15, eat between 7:40 and 8:30. Well, I had like this major schedule, and still today I have like this kind of weird schedules.
You need to teach me that. I can use some discipline in my life.
The second thing I will say, what did I say in the...
You said, damn, I'm not a good listener. What did you say?
The second thing.
I'm sorry, but I can't remember.
Well, the third thing I said, I'm loud.
Oh, yeah, you were loud. That's, you said.
And I don't remember what the third thing was in the other thing, but I will say, very social. I'm a very social person. I go to people, and some people think it's weird, but I'm generally interested in other people. Like, not because I want to have something out of them, but I'm generally interested in other people, what they like, where they travel, what they eat,
what they poop.
Oh my god. And you? So yeah, what are the words that describes me?
Yeah, ambitious for sure. You're a very ambitious person, and you thrive in life. Like, you just move forward like a dolphin in the sea or something.
Oh my god, I hate dolphins.
What? Those are my favorite animals.
They are fucking rapists. Didn't you know that? Okay, we are.
Who did you rape?
After this episode, I will tell you about the most nastiest animals on the planet, dolphins. Dolphins and pigeons. Oof. They are rapists, they are aggressive. They even, no. It's not
but
like...
But they're so cute.
It's not like Flipper, huh? It's not like that.
But they're so cute.
No.
How can you say that?
No.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Okay, say the words.
And then...
Say the words.
And then your third is...
And moody.
Oh, yeah, you're very, very courageous, yeah.
Thank you so much.
And apparently you have a better memory than I do. Which is funny because I'm a journalist.
And you?
For me, I think I'm very... I have a lot of self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not always 100 about it. But I do have a lot of self-confidence. I'm honest. That I didn't say in the Dutch version. Mm-hmm. What else? I'm me. Yeah.
Let me remember what you said in the Dutch version. You said that you're very confident, that you're honest, and that you're begripful. So you and you can put yourself in somebody's else shoes.
Yes.
So what I can say about you is that Rijn is someone who is really interested in details. She's like very detailed in everything she does. She doesn't do... In French, we will say travail bâclé, like something like this, like sloppy. No, I'm sloppy, but she's very detailed. She's very creative too. I think she's very creative mind and can come with some very interesting topics.
Oh,
and yeah.
That's so nice.
And the third thing I said, creative, detailed. I like her confidence, and that inspires me because I'm not that confident. I'm not confident at all. And I had like very...
Thank you do.
Thank you.
You are.
I had very difficulties the past months. And I wish I just had like some of the Rijn confidence because I sometimes don't believe in myself. And I have to do that.
Oh, you should have said so. I would have sent you a jar.
Eh?
A jar of confidence.
Next question.
What would you like to learn in life?
To be confident.
Okay.
To be more confident.
More confident.
And you?
I think you just keep on learning in life. Like, even though if you don't want to learn, you just learn. Learning is living. And if you stop learning, you're not living anymore. Mm-hmm. Calling or texting? Calling.
Texting.
Ew. Favorite book?
Chimamanda Ngozi Americana.
Okay. Le Petit Prince, Saint-Exupéry. Which superpower would you want to have?
Wolverine power to just heal yourself. And then I also will add that if I touch people, I heal them.
Wow.
Yes.
Aren't you a real Mother Teresa?
I'm not. I'm very mean, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I think that people think that I'm the nicest. Well, I'm nice, but if I'm mean, I'm like super mean. I'm not, there is no like in between.
I've never seen you mean, but like you have like some traits that I think, girl. Like even I'm nicer. I would want to read people's minds. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. What would you do if you were a man for a day?
You know what? I never wake up and think like,
I wish I was a man. I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I had a girl and a I would call her.
Okay. I never wish that. Also because if I had, like a lot of men say, if I had a man, I will try to have sex with a woman. Mm. But I'm also not attracted to women at all.
You're not?
No.
I think women are so beautiful.
Well, I think they are the most beautiful creature on the planet.
Yeah.
But I'm not attracted to them. You see what I mean? Like the
most. Yeah, I'm not sexually attracted to them, but I'm attracted to them in a way that I'm fascinated.
Yeah, that's. Well, that's not the way that man, hetero man will be. Like, whatever. You understand what I mean. So, yeah, I don't think. No, I don't want to be a man. I don't know what I will do if. I will not spread my legs on the bus.
I would. If I were to be a man, I would hope that I would be a white man.
Hetero.
Yes.
Hetero white man.
And just like go around and do some bullshit and see if I can get away with it. Would you get a tattoo?
Yes. Actually, I had to do them a long time ago, but I'm just too busy. I will get 2 tattoos. I already have a design for a parrot. A monkey? No, a parrot. A parrot. Because, oh my God, I'm so confused. My sister is the monkey, I'm the parrot. I will have a tattoo.
That's an insider. Don't cherche pas à comprendre, we will say in French.
I will have a tattoo of a parrot because I talk a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I will have a tattoo with peace of mind written on me because that's my favorite song of Lauryn Hill. You?
I think I would only get a tattoo if something traumatic happens to me, like my mom dying suddenly. I don't know. I'm not really into tattoos like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just if I have a traumatic experience, because I would want to remember the person or the thing that happened for my life, for a lifetime. What are your 5 favorite topics? Trace.
Pop culture. I really like to talk about pop culture.
That's so funny that you say that because I don't have a feeling that you do. Like you talk about politics, about what's going on in the world. Like sometimes I feel so stupid standing next to her. It's like when we were a group and she's like talking about all these things and I'm like, what is she talking about? Okay.
No, I really like pop culture. I'm also a big fan of Wendy Williams. I just like the things that the celebrity, like the pop culture things. I really like to talk about traveling. I travel a lot. I love it a lot. That's my passion. I talk about politics a lot and social injustice and stuff. That's my work. I would talk a lot about food. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the culture stuff, like the movies, the Netflix things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I talk about myself and then I talk about relationships, friendships, love relationships, music. What else do I talk about? Life. Just
also
life.
Also politics. You're also very interested in that.
Yeah, okay.
And you talk a lot about that too. You don't. Otherwise, I will not talk a lot about that with you because you also like send me, did you see that?
Yeah, that's true.
So like we have conversations about politics too.
Yeah, we have smart conversations as well.
Yeah, don't do like I'm like this smart people, a smart person and you're a dumb. You're not.
I'm not saying I'm dumb. I just say I feel dumb.
Nah, you don't have to feel dumb.
Aww. Which of the 7 sins, I'm translating this in my head. Which of the 7 sins do you... I can't translate it correctly. Which 7 sins do you practice? Can I say it like that?
Do you say sins?
Sins, yeah. Hoofdzonde.
I'm... locoso in English.
You're greedy.
Greedy. No, greedy is like you don't want to share money. That's not the same. greedy is not the same. When you like to eat too much,
yeah,
you eat. It's not greedy.
What is it then?
Let's look it up.
I'm literally like Googling it right now. It says greedy, motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, hilsig, greedy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Because I was thinking about the term greed. No, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to into politics again.
Yeah, what else?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm greedy as well, and I'm also vain.
You're so vain.
I'm really vain.
I bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you, don't you?
No, I don't think that, but I'm vain, and I don't care. It's fine. I don't care being vain. If you were an animal, which animal would you be?
An elephant.
An elephant? Mm. Why?
I think it's a very pretty animal. The elephant is very wise, too. It's a very...
I thought you were going to say white.
It's a very wise... You also have white elephants, but it's a very, very, very wise animal. Pretty. You need elephants to arrange the eco-balance in a lot of places.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because I love that animal. And
I bet you did like exposés about it, like in junior high.
I think also one of my dreams is just to see elephants. It's like the natural habitat.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to see elephants in cages and people. No, I don't like that. But yeah, whatever. And you?
I would like to be a panther.
Meow.
No. That's me. Would you rather be... Rather, it's between brackets. Would you rather be deaf or blind?
I think, first of all, it's a very difficult question because it's like very a handicap of people. And yeah, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable answering that question, to be honest. But because, yeah, I don't know. But I say I like to see things. So I prefer to have my eyes deaf. I think, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, the same. It's an awkward question because you can't really choose to be that.
It's so just like a privileged position that we are in. If we can say, what would you choose? Like, you
exactly.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, whatever. Next question.
This is a question about the podcast. It's about episode 4, music. So, we were talking about Koffi Olomide, which is a Congolese singer. And the question is, how do you justify that you still can jam to him, knowing what you know about him?
You know what? I didn't say that last time, but...
But maybe a little context. What do we know about him? What's wrong with him?
He's not woman-friendly.
Yeah.
He beats up his dancer. Like, that's a fact.
And he was accused of rape, but he hasn't been charged with...
Yeah. There is a video. He's a Congolese singer, so... And if you Google Koffi Olomide beating up his dancer, you will see some weird videos of him slapping his dancers.
And the thing also with Koffi is he's really a legend amongst Congolese people. His song Lua is like the anthem of... it's the Congolese anthem. Like, it's almost our national anthem. Yeah, go ahead. But it is. True, right?
Yes, it is. But it's just like, I'm so stupid. Yeah, I will just don't buy his music. That's all. I will not go to his concerts. I will not buy his music. I will not support him like publicly because he's very woman unfriendly. And as long as he doesn't address that and say like, look, in the past, I've been woman unfriendly, I will not support him like that. And it's very unfortunate because in the Congolese music, of course, we have a lot of singers. Mm-hmm. But I think Koffi is the one with one of the biggest catalog. Like the one of, you have Papa Wemba too. You have like...
What do you mean? Because
he has a lot of songs.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, well, and it's difficult not to go to a... Because if they say in a party, we don't play Koffi music in a Congolese party, it's like we are not going to play almost any music.
But now we have Fally Ipupa song.
Yes, that's true. And he's so much better. Mwana Bandale.
Yay! Okay. Tokos!
Next question. Yeah, but it's true. We went to this topic very fast. We
didn't really elaborate, and we're sorry if it looked like we don't really care about how he treats women, because we do. But I think the thing is with those kind of artists, it's hard to block them. yeah, for me.
True. But yeah, it's a bit hypocritical.
Yeah, we're all hypocrites. It's fine.
I know. But, but I draw the line that I will not buy his music and I will not go to his concerts.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking all some questions we had on our Instagram page. As a Yaya, so an older sister, what advice would you give to a 70-year-old girl about friendship?
I think my advice would be choose your friends wisely. Don't go following them around because you think it's cool and you just want to be part of the crew. I get that you're feeling that way, but in the long run, some friends are just not good friends. People like to use each other, especially when you're a teenager. We're all just trying to find... Why do I say we? I'm not a teenager. You're all just trying to...
In her head, she...
In my head, I'm still a teenager, I swear. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to figure out life. So try to stand your ground. And if you have a good family surroundings, be appreciative of that. Listen to your parents once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while.
Once in a while, not always.
For me, I think when I think about myself when I was 17, I would say it's okay if people they don't like you. Mm-hmm. I was talking later that I'm not that confident. I was really meaning in my career and what I do. But when I was younger, I was really not confident. And when people didn't like me, I will think, okay, there is something wrong that people don't like me. And I will really cry about that. Like, go home and start crying. And my dad will be like, but you're so stupid. No, you don't have to care. African
Here's
dad.
A little secret. Tracy cries about a lot of things.
Yeah, I cry a lot. I'm a crier. Like, you're so stupid. Why do you cry about that? I'm very sensitive. So, why do you cry about that? You don't care if they don't like you. You are cool. So I will really associating being cool or being a good person by people don't liking me. Yeah. And I think a lot of people...
for that validation.
Absolutely. And as a young teenager, I will say, like, it's okay if people don't like you and it's okay if you don't have friends. Quality is better than quantity. I've learned that. So as a teenager, I know it's difficult.
It's so difficult.
To hear those things because you think, like, why do people don't like me? And I was never the popular girl at school. Mm. I was never the prettiest girl at school. I was always the only black girl. I was always the only thick girl, the girl with glasses. I was weird and I was loud always. So for me, like, it impacted me when I saw that a lot of my classmates didn't like me, or when we were doing sports events and stuff, I was always the last girl that they picked and stuff like that. So it's okay if people don't like you. Like,
now she's the cool one. Yeah. Like, everyone wants to be around her.
Yeah, like everyone,
TV.
Like, oh, I went with her. So, bitch, you didn't like me. I went with her at school. I know, bitch. Look, whatever. Let's be humble.
Let's be humble. But still, bitch, I'm on TV.
Bitch.
Oh my God, that was so petty.
Yeah.
So
be petty sometimes.
No, just try to be yourself. Even if it's difficult, just stay true to who you are. Don't try to change yourself to please other people,
mm-hmm.
especially boys.
Yes. I didn't ask that question in a Dutch version, but when do you know it's time to let go of a goal or dream? Never. Mm. Never. Ooh. Yeah, for me, it's never.
I think if it's really, really your goal and it's really, really your dream, you're not going to let go of it because you won't feel good about it and your life won't be satisfied with your life.
Just don't put a deadline on it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good advice. Yeah. Don't put a deadline on it. Try something else and just keep on working with it, even if it's step by step,
if it's
baby
meant
steps.
To you, it will come. I've read the story about the guy from KFC, the guy that started it. I think it was in the 60s or something. And he did a lot of stuff before. It was not working. And now he has like KFC. Like, he died a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you have KFC everywhere in the world, if the story is true. But I've read that somewhere.
Probably on Instagram.
No, it was pre-Instagram. I think I saw a story on YouTube. Whatever. Yeah. What's a good morning or evening routine? Pray for me. It's praying, drink water, and brush your teeth. Yeah. Just be like, start your day with some positivity. If it's praying, meditation, because it sets the tone for the rest of your day. And the evening, if you want to sleep well, just also pray, meditate, put your makeup off for women, And if you cannot sleep, well, what my evening routine?
She laughing.
My evening routine is I take Valerian to sleep and to not to be disturbed in my sleep. It's like
what
a,
is that?
It's a natural thing you can take to sleep and to just be at ease to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I have some of that?
Of course.
I'm only sleeping 4 hours like the last 3 months.
No, because, well, it's because you choose to sleep late.
I'm not choosing. It's just, I don't know how I sleep late. It just happens. Like, time is flying.
I know. For me, I'm the kind of person who thinks a lot.
Okay.
I'm a thinker. Mm. And when I take Valerian, not every night. When I pray, I take Valerian. I just set a good spirit to sleep. Then I will sleep very well, like a baby.
Okay.
And you?
I just smoke a joint. No.
Smoke weed every day.
No. I'm not really disciplined. So my only routine is I wash my face, like really thoroughly. Whoa. Thoroughly. And I brush my teeth. I floss, I drink water, listen to some music, and then hopefully fall asleep fast. Mm.
If you could redo one thing from your 20s, what would you do? I didn't understand that question so well. For me, it's like what will you not do? Or again? But like, I don't regret anything like that I've done. And if I can redo something, I will go back to South Africa.
Mm.
Like, I really love South Africa. And if there is something I regret, it's like I said it before, I'm born, like I grew up as a Christian and I'm still a devoted Christian, and I'm 29, so I'm not a virgin anymore, it's very surprising. But although it's not weird to be a virgin.
No, I know people who are almost my age and they're still virgins.
Yeah, so yeah, that's nothing to be ashamed of. But I would have chosen to wait till marriage to have intercourse.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I would get married and my partner and I will decide
to abstain,
I will do that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
I'm abstaining too.
Next question.
Okay, it's not that funny. You're the worst.
My Jesus, thank you. So, okay. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Someplace warm. Oh my God, she's really... Wow. That's not even that funny. This girl, I should film you right now.
I would live in Geneva.
So she would live in Geneva?
Or the south of Italy.
Yes, exactly. Italy, I love that too.
Because I have good memories there and I love the food, the culture, the country.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Best advice you ever got?
Oh my God.
Best advice I ever got is speak less, talk less, listen more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good advice for you.
Because I talk a lot.
Yeah. For me, it was one of my mom's advice. Focus on you and see that in your life you are, you can be self-sufficient and just be your own woman and don't depend on anyone or anything in life.
Mm-hmm. Something you will tell your teenage self? It will all be all right. You?
You're more than enough. Fuck them.
Amen. That question I didn't ask in the Dutch version, but someone asked, would you rather have nipple-sized fingers or finger-sized nipples?
I don't understand what that... Wait, repeat the question. I have to think about it.
Would you rather have nipple-sized fingers or finger-sized nipples?
What are finger-sized nipples?
Like very big nipples, I think. Like, I don't know.
And then nipple-sized fingers?
Yeah, like small fingers. I think I will have the one that I can hide, so it's my nipple. Because then I can just put a pullover and t-shirt and hide it if I'm uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Wardrobe. Wardrobe essential. Perfume.
Du parfum.
Because I think that if you don't have a perfume, girl, yeah. And also, I have a lot of teenage girls that come to me. Like, one day I posted some project and someone said, oh, I went to look that up. It was very expensive. On my Instagram, yeah, some of my products are very expensive, but my perfume is €9 from the Zara. Okay, I also have a Dior one, but the cheap version is €9 from the Zara. And if you have to put, before you go out, put on some good perfume. Mm. Other essentials are a blazer, a good t-shirt, and a jean.
Okay. For me, it's also perfume. Because my mom always says, moisi nzoto nzoto, which means, it's from Lingala, and it means a woman is always, like, tip-top in order. Mm-hmm. Is tip-top a word in English? Do people say that, tip-top?
Yes, okay. I think so.
A-OK. And also, little black dress, jeans, a shirt or a t-shirt, black or white. And a leather jacket, and heels and sneakers.
Wardrobe essential? Oh no! By the way, movie reading suggestion.
What?
Movie of or reading suggestions?
Ah.
Reading, I would say. Americana, if you didn't read it yet. And then movie. My favorite movie is The Gladiator, with Russell Crowe, and Jimon Hunsu. A Tournament with Keira Knightley.
My favorite movie is Bonnie and Clyde, the second version. And then The Kite Runner from Khaled Hosseini.
The book.
The book, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really someone who watched a lot of movies, so I really need to make a list or something like once because I have so
like many. I watch movies, but then I just forget about them.
No, I have movies that changed my life.
Oh, also... American Gangster with Denzel
Washington.
Yeah,
that's my man.
Yeah, you know that's also type like Bonnie and Clyde-ish.
Yeah,
I like those.
I liked it. Like Denzel has a very good movie. Also, Martin Scorsese's almost all his movies with Leonardo DiCaprio are amazing, like Gangs of New York and stuff.
Can't remember.
Do you believe in the right person, wrong time?
No.
No, we don't. I don't also because I believe that if you're meant to be, if it's in a relationship or if it is in friendship, it's gonna be all right. Even in friendship, some friends you can lose track of them, you can have a fight and then come back. Mm. And in some relations, I have an uncle in my family. He had a child with his teenage crush, his love of his life when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He was 19. Mm. But the parents didn't want, so he or she went to Belgium. He stayed in Congo. They did their life. They remarried. They had kids, and then they saw each other back so many years later in Belgium. And they were like, "Why did we break up when we were 19?" They broke up, yeah, and they got back together and they got married with all their children of their the second. So, even my uncle, he says like we were meant to be. Like I knew it. Like our parents didn't want it, but we wanted it. So.
Yeah.
And in friendship, I think it's also like that. If maybe you don't talk with a friend right now because you're not in a good space, and then later you will come back together. And then someone also asked us, do we recommend any brands, black owned, or products or stuff?
I don't know any.
I will recommend Mented. Mented is like this lipstick brand my friend Florian from New York hooked me up with. It's if you're looking for like nude lipsticks as women, black women or brown women, they have a very good range and it's black owned. And then also, I also have to make a list because I sometimes buy things that are black owned, but I forget that they are black owned. Mm. And I have like a friend, a girl from my area, Liedekerke Francesca. She has her own brand, Kamini Couture, and she makes these night jackets.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She makes these
friend.
She makes these night jackets with like African print on it. So yeah, there are a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that was it.
That was it.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for all of your questions. Really, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the attention. And if you have any more questions, don't hesitate to hit us up. You can always slide in our DMs at Yaya Talks Podcast. And we can't wait to talk to you in the first episode of our new season.
Amen to that. Yes. Thank you for listening to Yaya Talks. Thank you for the questions. And please let us know if you have any topics you want us to talk about. As you can see, we have no limits. No limits. Filter.
What's that song?
No limits. Okay. Bye.